Let us join together in prayer. Gracious God, we ask that you bless the reading, hearing, and interpretation of your holy word this morning, so that we may be people who live in hope to the glory of your name. Amen. You can be seated. We'll start off this morning with a question. How many of you remember the movie Groundhog Day? Phil Connors, played by actor Bill Murray, keeps reliving the same day, February 2nd, over and over again. He is living a life of stagnation. And one of the things, if you can recall back to the movie, that he does every day is to catch a boy falling out of a tree and then gets annoyed that he has to keep doing it, along with a whole host of other things, over and over again. He felt like he was running on a treadmill and needed a rest. In today's gospel lesson, the disciples feel like they're running on a treadmill of their own, having just returned from a mission that Jesus sent them on, going out two by two to proclaim the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out demons. And now they too need a break. Today's gospel lesson is brief. And to be honest, it's kind of dull. But at first glance, it doesn't seem to have too much substance. But taken in context, the passage we read provides the bookends for the feeding of the multitudes on one end, and then the story of Jesus walking on the water and calming the sea on the other, all of which takes place during those 20 verses that were omitted from the middle of the reading. So if you look up your worship guide, you'll see this gap. And because of that, all we're left with really are the transitional periods in the gospel text. And that's the point. Transition. I've done a lot of traveling for work this week, assisting in the installation and maintenance of 18 high-power electric car chargers spanning 5 charging locations at sites from Maryland to Connecticut. These charging stations are capable of producing tremendous amounts of power that exceed what comes into a typical home. The power is converted, fed directly into an EV or electric car to charge it many times faster than charging it on a charger you may find at a town hall or a public park or even your local library. The end result is transportation that lessens our dependence on fossil fuels. When we work, we take breaks when we can, drink plenty of water, and eat when we can. The 4 days included about 800 miles of driving. And while I love to travel, the transition from one place to another was exhausting for both me, who traveled a portion of the East Coast, and my colleague Ross, who flew across the country to get to our destination. Now, you probably didn't notice the grammar in the gospel passage at first. At least I didn't. But the pronouns change partway through. The disciples, they need rest. While Jesus has boundless compassion and energy to dole out, the disciples need a break. Not Jesus. Jesus sees the opportunity nestled within these transitions. And this is where the pronouns shift. In verse 34, the passage then changes from they, plural, to he, singular. He, Jesus, sees the crowds. He, Jesus, understands that they are like sheep without a shepherd. And he, Jesus, has compassion on them. Jesus recognizes the opportunity in the midst of the transition contained within our proof text gospel passage this morning. And I got to admit, during the last 4 days, I too recognized the opportunity and gifts that I have been given in my busyness of transition from one site to another in a few ways. First, and you may remember this yourself because it was pretty big, there was a massive thunderstorm that blew through the area earlier last week, which dropped the temperature by 20 degrees, making what would be 100-plus degree temperatures on the parking lot asphalt, where these chargers are typically installed, down to a manageable 80. I also recognize the massive on-the-job knowledge of just getting in there and doing these dumps of knowledge from Ross, my supervisor, that only come carefully and respectively engaging with the equipment and tackling the installation or troubleshooting at hand. In my context, these were proof that God gives us everything we need and more. But also, as I drove past the exits on the freeway in Delaware, memories washed over me of the places where my husband Graham and I spent most of our early years together. He would visit me from Newark, Delaware, and drive up to Trenton, and I would drive from Trenton, New Jersey, and drive to Newark, Delaware. And it was then that I realized that our lives are filled with transitions, large and small, whether traveling in a car from one town to another, the first day of school, a new job, the daily commute from home to work and work to home, a move to a new town, the moment we bid farewell to a beloved friend, or even tried a new menu item at our favorite restaurant. To be truly alive in God's good creation is to experience the breadth and ebb of the Spirit in constant motion that never, ever stops. No created thing is exempt from the joys of transition or the struggles of transition. And it talks to the very heart of life itself. Without transition, life on this planet would not exist. Our community of St. Andrews is entering a period of transition of its own. If you are visiting this morning or just returning home from your own time of respite and rest from vacation, and your landing gear is still down, our rector, Father Derek, along with his wife, Jamie, discerned a call to a new church community. Derek will be the new dean or head pastor of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo, New York. I will miss Derek, Jamie, and Mari very much. And I have too learned so much from Derek, his compassion, his gift of using liturgy as evangelism, and his high degree of organizational skills are a few of the many things that will remain with me. I'm sure you have your list of memories as well. And I'm sure that there are snapshots from the transition of your lives that stand out, as they do for me. But let's not forget that Derek, Jamie, and Mari are in a transition of their own. Answering the beckoning call of the Spirit and transitioning from one community to another can be stressful and never easy. It's sad and it's painful for all of us to say goodbye. In the coming weeks and months ahead, this community of faith will enter a special period of transition. But remember, it's a transition that is on a continuum that has been occurring in both large and small ways each and every week, Sunday by Sunday, ever since this church was founded. And the proof of that is the docile that hangs, or the tapestry that hangs in our chapel behind the high altar, which used to be the front door of the original church. For some of us, this transition has started already, while others don't find themselves quite there yet. Don't rush it. We still have a lot of celebrating to do with Derek, Jamie, and Mari in the coming weeks. But transition provides a time for our community to celebrate the ministries that have been created out of mere ideas. Ministries that were formed out of communal need. Ministries that are life-giving for others and for us who participate in those ministries and form the identity of who we are as St. Andrew's, as a community. But it also provides a time to listen to the still, small voice of the Spirit. And like Jesus, recognize opportunities before us. Transitions don't always feel like times for celebration, even though we always have things to be thankful for and look forward to and celebrate. It's part of who we are. But if we feel out of sorts during the time ahead of us, just as the disciples felt out of sort and just needed to get away, know that Jesus looks upon us, our parish community, with unending compassion. Jesus will not let us be sheep without a shepherd. He is the good shepherd who cares for his sheep and sees plenty of opportunity in the transition ahead of us. A word and closing prayer. Almighty God, who called the universe into being, who formed us and called us to be your people, we give you thanks for providing for us in all transitions in our daily life through your constant presence. Through the seasons of transition, you are with us, calling us into different waters, calling us together in your spirit of unity, calling us out of ourselves into the world to serve others. Strengthen us to be your church in all times and all seasons of life, to be a place that continues to welcome and embrace everyone in your love, a place where we find new ways that you are active among us and calling us to join in your saving work in the world about us, and a place where the story of your love and grace and mercy are truly embodied. We now offer the thoughts that we all formed in our minds and in our hearts, and the prayers that we just said, in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.